Today, I am joined by Dr. Hilary Vernon, a physician in our Department of Neurogenetics at Kennedy Krieger Institute.
There are more than 7,000 rare diseases that affect a combined one out of every 10 people. People with rare diseases are often undiagnosed or misdiagnosed, and it's important for them to receive an accurate diagnosis to allow for disease management, treatment, and potential participation in clinical trials. I'd like to talk about a patient that I've been following in my clinic at Kennedy Krieger. She's a 38-year-old woman who has had debilitating symptoms for the past 2 decades, including drooping of her eyelids, muscle spasms, and fatigue. She had been to many doctors over the years, including at the National Institutes of Health, and had extensive testing without getting a diagnosis. As you can imagine, this was frustrating for her and her family. Then, about 2 years ago, she came to the neurogenetics clinic at Kennedy Krieger Institute, and at our clinic, we were able to diagnose her with a very rare mitochondrial disorder called CPEO, or chronic progressive external ophthalmoplegia, through specialized mitochondrial DNA testing in a muscle tissue sample. This diagnosis has made a world of difference to her. Although there's no cure for her disorder, we're able to effectively manage her symptoms with lifestyle management, physical therapy, and specialized vitamins that assist in mitochondrial function. She's now able to better manage her disease and live a more healthy, productive life. Perhaps most importantly for her, we're able to tell her that she will not pass this disease on to any of her 3 children. Part of her active life now includes being an advocate for other individuals with mitochondrial disorders and rare disease research. She participates in lobbying efforts on Capitol Hill and works with a rare disease foundation to raise awareness for mitochondrial disorders. She has accompanied me to present lectures to medical students about her disorder and to educate them on the importance of listening to their patients. Despite the challenges of her disease, she homeschools her 3 children and participates in an active life with a supportive husband, family, and community. Her attitude and willingness to share her experience, strength, and hope inspires me every day and makes me feel fortunate for the career that I have in rare diseases.
Inspiring Moments is produced for WYPR by Kennedy Krieger Institute. I'm Dr. Jacqueline Stone.